they shared parking. So it took a half an hour to get to Morgantown. And I went in the afternoon after the game I thought had started, but it took 2 hours then to get to the medical center once I got into Morgantown. So my friend went with me. She's a prayer warrior. But I believe God had it orchestrated because we got there and there was no one else there. I mean, in other words, everybody stayed away because of the football game. And we had a chance to pray over him. He's in intensive care, mind you, in coma. You know, no life, no response, life response at all. And life support, you know. And we prayed for him for 2 hours. And the Spirit of God was so strong. I mean, there were times I had to go sit down and then before I could go back in and assault the enemy. But we prayed for 2 hours. And while we were praying, it's funny because the nurses station and the doctors and all that was out right outside the door. They never once said anything. And boy, I got a little loud. And we left, and I just thought, well, we did what we had to do, what I was called to do. The next day, I go back up, and it was, you know, a regular day. There was like 4 or 5 friends there, 3 or 4 family, and they would only let 2 people in for 2 or 3 minutes, maybe 5 at the most, and then they had to leave. But praise God, that's how tight it was. And we were there for 2 hours praying the day before. And he had suddenly woken up. He was looking out of his one eye that he could still see out of. He was squeezing their hands, yes and no, so that you could tell he wasn't just, his eye wasn't just open. He was conscious, and his brain waves had improved from 4 up to between 10 and 11, and 15 was the highest. And then I found out my cousin called me and said that he's now moved into a regular room. Yeah. But they were ready to if he hadn't made response that weekend, they were going to disconnect life support.
Wow.
So I tell you, the Lord we serve is still on the throne.